And now from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection. Well, there's one that goes way back. That was Lenny D playing 5'2", Eyes of Blue. And it's from his Decca long play album, Delirious.
Henderson, Lewis, and Young were the 1925 writers of 5'2", Eyes of Blue. This was the original hit recording as we turn back the clock to 33 years ago, when to the accompaniment of Dave Franklin's piano and May Singy Breen's ukulele, Gene Austin sang 5'2", Eyes of Blue.
Child, you should have been there. He laughed aloud, I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly, daffy, dilly raving, 5'2", eyes of blue. But oh boy, what those 5'2" has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5'2", covered with fur, diamond ring, and all those things, you can bet your life that it isn't her. And could she run, could she move, could she move? Has anybody seen my girl? Love made him a lunatic, lunatic, lunatic. He hollered and cried like a monkey on a stick, on a stick, on a stick. He was fit to be tied. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly, daffy, dilly raving, 5'2" and I flew. But oh boy, what those 5'2" has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, a flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5'2", covered with fur. Diamond ring and all those things, you bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she want, could she too? Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, you bet your life I thought it isn't her. And could she love, could she do? Has anybody seen that girl before?
Ain't much to the words, but the music is grand. And you'll be a singing it to lead the band. You've heard of the disket and the casket, it's true. But give a little listen to this melody.
Jada!
Funny little bit of melody, because it's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada,
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 jada, jing, jing.
Yep. So soothing and appealing to me.
Jada, jada, jada.
Jada, jada,
ting, ting.
They've been listening to the Hi-Los again. Everybody sounds like the Hi-Los these days. All the modern sounds are all the poor man's Hi-Los.
I wish you could see Dyer's face long about now. He's a very unhappy man.
That's almost sacrilegious.
Dyer's our producer, you know.
Sacrilegious when somebody else sounds like the Hi-Los.
Oh,
who
yeah.
was it?
The Hi-Los stand by themselves. Right, Dyer? Yeah. What? Those were the key men with the key man.
Yeah.
With Larry Sands Orchestra singing Jada, and it's from their choral long play album.
Jada was written by the late Bob Carlton back in 1918 and was written for a Great Lakes Naval Training Station show.
Huh.
This was the original jazz version as we turn back the clock 40 years to 1918 when Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band played Jada.
Thank you.
now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock.
Well, Andy, as recorded in London, England, it's the popular British band leader, Tommy Watts.
Yeah.
That was an English recording of Louise, and it's by one of London's most popular dance band leaders, Tommy Watts.
Nice, interesting dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dick Whiting, Richard Whiting, and Leo Robin wrote Louise in 1929 for Maurice Chevalier's first American picture, Paramount's Innocence of Paris. Bing Crosby was still a band vocalist at that time, So let's turn back the clock to 29 years ago when Paul Whiteman and his orchestra played Louise.
Whisper Louise, birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. Love to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise.
that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Got up this morning along about dawn, without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He's never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till today? He's gone and we're through. Am I blue? There was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till today?
That was Francis Wayne with Neil Hefti's orchestra singing Am I Blue. That's a nice old song that goes way back.
Well, ever since Francis was Woody Herman's band vocalist back in the mid-40s, her singing style has often been compared to that of Ethel Waters. Here's the same song by this great artist, who first sang it as we turn back the clock to Warner Brothers' 1929 musical On With the Show, in which Ethel Waters sang Am I Blue.
Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you, am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with you and me has done fell through. And there was a time when I was his only one. Of course now I'm just that sad and lonely one. Lordy, will I ever be gay? Just for one day. Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? How can you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
And that's all the time we have today, but thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables Monday morning to
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.